Good evening to all the Free Voices community out there. This is your host Ahmed Abbasi. We are bringing you the next episode from Radio Free Voices series, and this one is special, very special, as it is in remembrance of the martyrs of Kashmir on 13th July 1931. It is referred in the history as the Kashmir Martyrs Day, and we will be discussing the entire event, the episode which happened, and the significance it has till date on the history of the land which is still under siege. And this was 13th of July 1931, and the state machinery was responsible for killing 22 unarmed protesters at Srinagar Central Jail. We will go into the event, all the details from the history, and the significance it has in terms of remembering how oppression and tyranny is met by resistance all across the world, and Kashmir is no exception. In recent years and months, Kashmir has again resurfaced on international radar, and that is all because we have got after some time of detente peace, or you can say a status quo, the fundamentalist mindset which is now being reflected in India in the form of BJP and its present leadership, especially Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of the so-called largest democracy. What you see around is pretty simple. The low caste or Muslims being beaten by the crowd to death mercilessly, with clubs, with stones, at the height of intolerance that is emerging out of the modern India in 21st century. That is unimaginable, absolutely. Although we live right next to them, there was a time, and it's not long ago, that even people used to quote them for the way they were maintaining a balance of secularism, being a very progressive democracy, which was being reflected in its economical progress, phenomenal economical progress, especially in terms of the IT revolution, the way it capitalized. And it was definitely something which was quoted even in Pakistan. And but still, the mindset, the fundamentalist mindset, the traders of hate, if you go back, communal violence in Gujarat, again, the history pages are evident. The present PM was the CM at that time, and a systematic campaign. All the proofs are there that the state machinery was told not to interfere while riots broke out. Muslims, families, households, they were killed like anything. They were raped. It is unimaginable, the intensity of the crimes, all due to the divide being exploited in the name of religion, in the name of it's just unimaginable how hate turns around a mind. We last time discussed Srebrenica, and that was the core of it. By all means, for centuries they have lived as neighbors, the Serbs and the Bosnian Muslims, and a triggering point totally takes them out of that context. The same neighbors become bloodthirsty and justify their act by one reasoning or another, which only can satisfy a mind which is filled with hate. So, turning back to this episode and Kashmir, just to give you a background. So, by 1846, if you see the entire history of the region, the British Empire had established itself. So in 1946, in the aftermath of the Anglo-Sikh War and the subsequent agreement, it was sold, let me rephrase the word, it valley, a peace with its inhabitants, was sold to a family led by the then Emperor Gulab Singh. They are known as the Dogra rulers. 1846 till 1952, that's the stretch, 106 years. So they were made the ruler, and the valley was sold. And the shameful part of the history, of course, the inhabitants were sold as well. So that was a family which owing to religious divide, it started systematically oppressing the majority, that were the Muslims out there, and they were being targeted. They were being targeted through a series of events which culminated into this episode that we remember as the Martyrs Day of Kashmir, 13th of July 1931. So how it went on, initially there were reforms made that if someone converted to Islam who was formerly a Hindu, so the Dogra Government Land Decree 1882, it empowered that all the land in his name will be confiscated. He will have no right as he has converted his religion, and if he returns back to the same old religion, he will get the rights back. Okay, yeah, try to digest that. Then there were a series of events, like in April, the sermons, which were part of the religious practice of the Muslims, they were banned. A lot of theories behind that, but basically, it was the place where the leaders, religious leaders, they used to discuss the matters where they are being oppressed in the favor of another religious group, and it was the state, the princely state, Dogras, they feared that whatever they are doing, that can ignite a revolt, and for that they banned it, and that was a direct interference into the faith of the majority of the people. There was majority were Muslims, so they denied them a basic right, a very significant religious right, that's a sermon of Eid prayers and the Friday prayers. That was banned. Now you are directly interfering into the religion. That had basically ignited. Then there were a series of events, disrespect to the Holy Scripture, there were episodes, and by all means the state was sponsoring it. They were creating a divide. They wanted to exploit the unrest so that they can form the ground for the all-out assault against the religious group, which were the Muslims. Now, imminently, there was a local with the name Abdul Qadir, and in a gathering, he basically raised his voice against the systematic oppression that they were being faced, and this was made as a ground for his arrest in June, and he was charged under treason, 124A Act, and based on that, with that treason, a trial started in July, 4th of July. There was a series of hearing, and as it reflected the sentiments of the local people, so of course they turned up in huge numbers, central jail of Srinagar, and just to add, the people had not lost hope in the system. Initially, when the sermons were banned, they went to the court, they went to the regular apparatus to appeal against the interference in the religion. It was thrown out, all right? And the court declared that this was not the integral part of the religion. Now, that's a strange thing. It was a Dogra court, and that was translating something which was close to the religion of another faith. That's absolute powder keg by all means for the unrest which we saw later. So that proceeding that started, and the Muslims started gathering. So on that unfortunate day, that was July 13th, things got heated because the mob, the crowd that was gathered, it started raising slogans against the rule, against the state and the trial, the sham trial that was happening, because whatever he had said, the people duly felt that it has all the standing, moral, legal standing, because they were being oppressed. And for that reason, the entire force assembled. Now, regarding that event, a very interesting note that I found, it is by very known scholar. He's a renowned Kashmiri scholar and a political activist who has devoted his entire life, Prem Nath Bazaz. His work, Inside Kashmir 1941, I quote from it: "The attack on the jail was in no way against Hindus." There wasn't anything communal about it. "And those who laid down their lives did so fighting against an unsympathetic government. It was a fight of the tyrannized against tyrants, of the oppressed against the oppressors." These are the golden words of Prem Nath ji that he referred to in his book. And getting back to that thing, so that large crowd that was assembled outside, it was unarmed. They had nothing with them apart from what they could gather from, in case of any problem, they could gather at max stones. This is what you can gather. Reminds you today of Palestine. They throw stone, in the end they are met by automatic rifles. Same happened. So at Friday prayers, when they assembled at the entire crowd, and as per decree it was banned. So the in charge deputy inspector general out there, what he did, he ordered that it will not happen. So as the first one of the participant, he rose for the religious call, he was shot in the middle of it. And then a series went on, a series where 22 lives, they were gunned down, they were unarmed by the state Dogra police, just because they were there offering their prayers, and they were absolutely murdered in cold blood. And those 22 martyrs on that day, they by all means laid the foundation for the struggle that we see till date. This is what is happening in Kashmir. So this reflects, as we always mentioned toward the episode, that intolerance, injustice, hatred, this is what tempers the mindset. And we see throughout the history acts which makes human existence shameful. It is all due to the interest of the few which exploit the masses. Nobody is born with hate. Nobody is born a racist. It is every religion teaches peace. Every religion teaches tolerance. It is altered. It is narrated in a manner where it is no more peace. It is a weapon, a very deadly weapon, when you tamper with this thing. And this is what we do through this platform. It is to raise the voice against this intolerant mindset, ideology, anywhere, in any form. This is what we will keep doing from this platform. And keep yourself subscribed. A lot of things happening all around. We will be covering them. This was the second episode in terms of that. And thank you very much for listening. And keep locked on. Subscribe to the podcast. And from my end, that's goodbye for the night. And we will definitely be back shortly. Thank you very much. Good night.